Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. Thank you for joining us for the Lisa Dent Show. We're thankful that Dr. Allison Arwady has made herself available to the show for the entire year. Doc, thank you so much. I mean, as Chicago's public health commissioner, you really do your job. You are the one person that works for the government that picks up our call and like, yeah, okay, I'll jump on. You do that Facebook Live every Tuesday. You make yourself so accessible. So on behalf of everyone here, thank you. We appreciate your work.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I just want people to have the information they need to help keep themselves healthy.
Now, are you going to tell me you're in Hawaii or someplace warm right now?
No, I am sitting at work watching the snow come down. So we've got a hardworking team here at the Chicago Department of Public Health.
And what's it look like outside your window right now?
There's a little bit of snow coming down, but honestly, not too bad yet. I think we're a little more worried about the cold, maybe, along with all this snow. And I think some questions over the next day or two, but certainly could be worse compared to what we were thinking about earlier in the week.
Oh, geez, I know. When they were talking about, you know, a foot or a foot and a half
exactly.
of snow, and this kind of wind, we can manage this. It's just that the temperatures and the populations that are at risk. We talked to somebody from the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. It's just such a struggle to get people into a safe space when we're experiencing this kind of weather. And then for the rest of us, we get into what we think is a safe space and we're dealing with a triple-demic. So what's your suggestion here?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We certainly worry about, especially people who are not stably housed, when weather is happening like this. And I know the teams are working hard to connect with folks and try to get them somewhere warm. But you're right that when we move inside, the risk for infectious diseases can go up. I think the most important thing, and folks have heard me say this, but being up to date with those vaccines, and that does mean both your COVID-19 booster and your flu booster, these are the two most important things that help keep illness away. But more importantly, if illness finds your family, it helps keep people out of the hospital, keep people from dying. We just announced today, 500,000 Chicagoans have had that fall 2022 COVID booster. So that's a good benchmark. We're still not there. But I do want to thank the 500,000 people who have already had that COVID vaccine this fall.
Yeah, absolutely. I got the flu vaccine and I'm at home with the flu today.
Really? Well, it can happen. Let me tell you, if you didn't have the flu vaccine, it would likely be even worse, though.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They're not 100% protective. I wish I had a 100% protective vaccine, but we see right here in Chicago, when folks are vaccinated, their chances of getting really seriously ill goes way, way down. And I just, nobody wants to be seriously ill, and we don't want to stretch our hospitals. So you have done that most important thing. I think in the other part is if you're home when you're sick, you personally have done the thing that we want everybody to do. If you're not feeling well, especially if you've got a fever, you need to be staying home. And if you're out and about and if you're coughing, please do put that mask on. I went to the Nutcracker last night and there was somebody sitting next to me coughing up a storm. And I was like, everybody around him was like slowly pulling out their masks. I already had mine on. But, these are some of the things. But I think also just ahead of gathering, like with the holidays, if there are going to be people who are older or have underlying conditions, think about taking one of those at-home COVID tests just before you gather. It's a good way to add another level of safety.
I took one this morning just because I thought this is so weird. The flu hit me the other day at work, like wallop. Like, what is that? But it was all gastrointestinal, which was weird. I didn't identify that as the flu. I thought, well, that's not the flu. That can't be the flu. I don't really. And then today I'm a little congested, but the COVID test is clear. So that's the thing.
Good.
We're getting hit with so many weird things, right?
That's right. And probably if yours is gastrointestinal a little more and you haven't really had a fever, it's probably not the flu in terms of influenza with the vaccine. It could be, but more likely there's just so many other viruses going around right now. And that's why you're hearing about this triple-demic, right, with the flu and the COVID. And there's been a lot of attention on the RSV, which is just one of the respiratory viruses that children especially can get. So, you know, things like washing the hands, putting the masks on, but really staying home when you're sick. All the things your mother used to tell you are still true.
Dr. Allison Arwady is the city's top doc. She is the Chicago Public Health Commissioner, and I would imagine it would be like a scene out of Game of Thrones or something if you were seen in public without your mask, right? You'd be like, shame, shame.
I tell people I think about the mask kind of like an umbrella. You maybe don't wear it all the time, but you put it on, you know, I always put it on the L. I put it on in crowded settings. And if, you know, we are still at a medium COVID level, thankfully, here in Chicago, but we're getting close to high. And I do think, you know, just with the holidays, we're likely to move to that high level in the next week or two. And at that point, we will be issuing a formal mask advisory to really asking everybody to put those masks on back inside. So, yeah, I sort of, you know, I know people pay attention to what I do with my mask. And so I err on the side, certainly, of wearing one. And it's helped keep me healthy as well.
Somebody just sent in a text and said she does great work to help the homeless. And I learned today it's people experiencing homeless, because that's what I asked Doug Schunkelberg, you know, like, yeah, how do I say this so that I'm not saying it in a way that's demeaning?
Right.
But somebody said she does great work to help those without a home. She recently won an honor with Franciscan Outreach, a homeless shelter, earlier this year. Is that true?
It is true. On behalf of the Chicago Department of Public Health, you know, we work with a lot of other partners, but, you know, it is important, you know, where we think about people experiencing homelessness, they have a lot of health problems, right? Especially a lot of unmet mental health and substance use problems. And so we work closely with a lot of other partners. And during COVID, we stood up some new models that I think we learned from about how to better meet those needs, including the health needs for people experiencing homelessness. So, yes, we were really honored, and I was honored to receive that award. But there's a lot of work still to do. I'm glad to live in a city where we don't just talk about these issues. We work on them, and we make sure we're building solutions, you know, that meet people where they are, no matter what their issues are. So, yes, that was a really nice recognition. And, you know, Franciscan's one of the groups that does really great outreach work for homelessness in Chicago.
Dr. Arwady, Lauren Lapka's in the newsroom. She's got a question for you.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Arwady. I was just wondering if you could kind of touch on the dangers of exposure to really cold temperatures, since we're dealing with this nasty storm right now. I mean, 30 below wind chills.
Yeah.
How quickly can that damage your skin?
Yeah, it can happen really fast. Frostbite, if you're outside and not covered, you know, literally can start to set on just within minutes even. And that's especially true if your skin is wet. And sometimes if people are, you know, shoveling or exercising and they're starting to get sweaty and they don't realize it, that you feel warm, but that can actually be a time at more risk for, you know, for hypothermia, which is low body temperature, and then even of frostbite. And so, you know, you want to pay attention if you're skin is getting bright red or cold. You want to watch the kids and really get inside quickly. Before frostbite sets on, usually you do see those color changes and you start getting some loss of feeling and color in the areas. But when it's so cold like this, staying inside when you can is important, because it just takes a few minutes. And babies especially are more likely to really get pretty sick from cold temperature exposure. So be extra careful with those little ones that don't have as much fat under their skin.
Dr. Arwady, I can't tell you how many people said, oh, you don't get cold from, you don't catch a cold and get sick from the cold. Yeah, you do if you're a baby. Makes me crazy because I grew up in the era where you covered the whole basket, you covered the stroller, you kept them all covered, and people don't necessarily do that anymore.
Yeah, and we do, when we think about the babies, you definitely want them to have, you know, the warmer clothing on. You don't want to be covering their beds, though, with lots of pillows and soft bedding. That can really increase the risk of smothering or sudden infant death syndrome. So it's about dressing in the warmer clothing, bundling them up, you know, if they are outside, but especially for babies under one, you do not want them outside in this weather if you can avoid it. And if you're somewhere where your heat isn't working, you know, moving into a space that's warm, the city has set up warming centers. in an emergency, you can keep your baby warm using your body heat. But for both our very youngest and our very oldest Chicagoans, we want to take extra care when the weather is cold. So check on your neighbors. Think about anybody who may need a little bit of extra help. Bring your pets indoors. You know, these are all the things that you can do when the weather is really cold like this.
Thank you so much for everything you do for the city, and I hope you have a beautiful holiday season.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays, and stay safe, everybody.
Dr. Allison Arwady.